U.S. Trade and Agriculture officials announced a new trade dispute on Tuesday over Chinese commodity price support programs. The dispute revolves around what the U.S. contends is a breach of World Trade Organization rules on corn, rice, and wheat price supports in China. Ambassador Michael Froman serves as a U.S. trade representative. He told reporters on Tuesday that the Chinese government subsidies go beyond what a government can do under the WTO.
The excessive government support that China provides to these growers exceeds the firm commitments it made when it joined the WTO in 2001. In 2015, the aggregate value of support China provided to producers of these commodities was nearly $100 billion in excess of China's permitted level of domestic support. And by distorting Chinese prices, these subsidies encourage Chinese farmers to increase production to the detriment of U.S. exporters of competitively priced corn, rice, and wheat. That represents a direct hit to American farmers who are not subsidized in excess of the United States WTO commitments and face unfairly limited export opportunities.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says it's important to recognize the potential of the Chinese market for U.S. agricultural goods.
We forecast that China will be our largest agricultural export market in fiscal year 2017. But we could be doing much better, particularly if our grain exports could compete in China on a level playing field. We're not saying that China should not operate programs to support its farmers, but we want to make sure that the programs comply with their international obligations and do not provide an unfair level of domestic support that, in fact, distorts global markets. Although our complaint today is directed towards China's policies, make no mistake, this case sends an important message to all of our WTO members that they must take their obligations in agriculture seriously.
Separately, Senator Chuck Grassley told reporters that enforcement of trade policies is key for U.S. competitiveness.
People want a level playing field, and stuff that we're filing against China is a major issue. The fact that we're doing it is kind of doing what I said we don't do enough of, and that is be very vigorous, whether it's countervailing duties or whether it's arbitration before the WTO. We need to be more forceful.
Even though the dispute was announced on Tuesday, it will potentially take years to complete the WTO process. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.